special eligibility rules. These, happily, we don't have to discuss in a whole lot of detail, one, because we don't have a whole lot of time, but in addition, age-based descriptions and place of service, well, age descriptions pretty much are historic. They don't exist anymore. There were problems in the 1980s when Medicaid wanted to cover only children in a number of places, and we were able to establish very easily that there's no medical basis to distinguish between a child and an adult. Medical needs are the same, ability to benefit is the same, and the court struck down those restrictions. Place of service restrictions are applicable to both Medicaid and Medicare. Actually, they're applicable to insurance, too. Insurance typically will not cover people who reside in nursing facilities. There is long-term care insurance that people would acquire. Medicare does not provide durable medical equipment to people who reside in nursing facilities or people who receive hospice services. And that could be in a hospice like we have here in Ithaca, or hospice services that are provided at home. DME just isn't provided as a benefit. In Medicaid, nursing facility services will cover durable medical equipment. So if you're a Medicaid recipient living in a nursing facility, you can either, depending on which state you live in, and 25 states are in one group and 25 states are in another, you can either have the ordinary process of getting a communication device followed, meaning that the general Medicaid budget will pay for it. Or if you're in the other group of states, and New York is now in this other group, the expectation is that the nursing facility itself will buy the device. And that has practical problems for getting through the funding process, but not, it's not a question with regard to coverage. It's not a question with regard to having a medical need unmet. It's simply a pragmatic problem of will it be easy to get a device or will it be difficult to get a device. The thing that is listed here for dedicated devices, again, that was an issue with regard to Medicare. A couple of years ago, New York Medicaid took up a campaign to make life miserable for people in the regard to funding these devices, and started focusing on all sorts of functions. Has an MP3 player, it controls a remote control, and all of these things were somehow problematic to them, even though they've been in devices, well, the remote control aspect has been in devices since the devices have really come into existence. Now they've dropped those objections and come up with this new phrase, forever dedicated SGDs, which reminds me of the phrase in the movie Animal House, where someone would have, the fraternity got double secret probation. It's just a reporting term. It's not a coverage term. It doesn't limit anybody's ability to get any device that you as speech pathologists would recommend, but they want you to contrast what you're recommending against what they believe to be, what Medicaid in New York believes to be, a forever dedicated device. And there's some question as to actually whether anything is forever dedicated.